chini ya mbuyu.
The leader in you comes out when you know and keep reminding yourself that you are enough.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Chini ya mbuyu.
Take a chance. You will apologize later.
You're so confident. I like it. Yeah.
There's so much information that is coming at us. There are so many sources of information, and to some point it becomes overwhelming.
I invite you to be open. I invite you to share your insights and experiences. Hi everyone, welcome to another recording of Chini ya Mbuyu podcast. Today we are continuously having the conversation with women in the transport industry. My name is Elizabeth Orindi. I'll be hosting this podcast, and then I have my lovely guests who are going to introduce themselves.
Here is Caroline Madenge. I'm an online driver, or as you call it, Uber Bolt. Yeah.
Hello, hello everyone. My name is Oprah Kerubo. I'm a conductor at Kenya Bus.
So, we'll just start. First of all, what do you love most about yourself? Nini unapenda sana kwako mwenyewe?
Personally, as Caro, I love the fact that I can push to the last drop until I got that resilient of pushing. I love it about myself. It's exhausting, but it's the best quality that I carry.
Wewe unapenda kupasavia?
Yes. Ila kujikaza kabisa.
Hey, ni lazima kwa hii economy, ni lazima.
So mimi kama donda wa Kenya Bus, ninapenda kwanza the fact that I'm a mother first of all, and I'm a wife. So I try to balance myself being a mother, being a wife, and being a conductor. Si mchezo kuamka. I love that. Inanipatia moral. Another thing yenye napenda about my job ni I tend to challenge men. Kuonesha men that this is not their work only. Because many people tend to think that this is a male-dominated job. But kwangu, nawa challenge.
Mm-hmm. Caro, wetuambie, what do you love most about your job?
Flexibility is the key thing here about my job, because as a woman, as a mother, you got a lot of things to attend. Kwa mchana moja, uko na watoto pale, unataka kuwa programia siku, shule, nini. Na hii kazi yangu inanipa muda. Because you are the one who manage it. How you run it is up to you. So like morning hour, most of the time, I'll spend them with my family. Because I love taking breakfast with them. When you're naenda shule, when you're nabaki, organize the day in the morning. And it's not like 8-to-5 job. It's when you feel like you can put a job.
Acha nikuulize, kwa sababu mimi experience yangu na Uber ni from the side of request. Na sasa because you're here, nimekuwa interested how it works on your side. So for us, you unaeka destination and then una request. How does it work for you guys?
For us, what it work is like, first of all, as an Uber driver, you got to have the document. You download the Uber app or the Bolt app. Then there are the document that they ask, the government document. You provide all of them, you upload them, then you are good to go online. Mm-hmm. You got to have a car, and that is a PSV car. So when you're online, a customer will just, example, if you request and I'm near you, your request will come to me. I'll just see ding, ding, something can come, then I'm tapping it, and I can see where you are. I can call you either through the app or your number and ask you where you're going.
So do you see the amount?
No, we don't see.
You don't see the amount?
No, we don't see the amount, or we don't know where you're going.
You don't see the amount and you don't know where I'm going?
Yes.
What?
After I start the trip is when I can like
see where someone is going.
Yeah. And probably some of us will ask because they are like, where are you going? If it's a very suitable place, I'll go.
Yeah.
If it's a place that I feel like a bit insecure, I'm like, I won't go.
You know, Jami, this whole time I thought that unaweza ona where I'm going and how much it is.
Yeah.
No, there are some apps. You know, these apps are different. They are like a different company.
Yes.
Because Uber is a different app. So, different company. Bolt, the same. There's Litro. There is upcoming apps like Farasi. Mm-hmm. And there is... And they should pay me for advertising them. There's Farasi and there is Yego.
Yeah.
So, for Uber, you can see where you're going. Uber is strict now in a way. But for both, you see where you're going and the amount.
And do you see discounts? Because
no, we don't see the discount.
Personally, nimeona, nimepata shida mingi.
Oh, you have a discount at the end of the trip.
Yeah, discount at the end of the trip, and then the Uber person ama the Bolt hajui kama kulikuwa na discount, and then you in a cost issue.
Tunaoneshangwa the actual amount ya hiyo trip.
Yeah.
Kama wajatoa discount, lakini the point was I finished the trip, I'll see the discount was there.
So you're also surprised.
Yeah, it surprised me, and it makes us very sick and sad.
Yeah.
Because you are going for a trip of 600, then you are like, you have a discount of 50%. So I'm like taking 300 or 200 and something.
And maybe you've gone far.
And you have gone far and you're like, oh, how disappointing.
Wow.
But anyway, still the discounts benefit us. Yeah.
Oprah will come and say how, kama donda or a conductor, women work significantly less. Ata kwa online driving. So if you can explain to me how kama numbers, like how many Uber drivers was men versus female, ama how many conductors men versus female. I remember nikiwa mtoto a few years ago. Sikuwa nimeona a female conductor my entire life.
They were not there.
And I was living in Shags. It's yeah. Only that nilikuja Nairobi. Ndio nikaona na alikuwa City Hope, I will never forget. I will never forget. So kama unaweza tuambia how that experience iko kwako.
Okay, saizi, unlike kitambo kidogo, saizi women wamekuwa wengi kwa transport industry. Kama ukienda kwa hizi different garis, wamekuwa wengi. Unajua kitambo walikuwa na ile mentality like, hii ni kazi ya wanaume. Saizi tumejitokeza with full force, and we are there to do our job. Provided we unajua kenye imekupeleka huko, sisi we are ready to do the job. So that's why tumekuwa wengi, at least... Unlike kitambo, tumeadd numbers, tumekuwa wengi. At least kila ukienda kwa Super Metro, kwa Hopa, kwa KBS, izo kwa magari,
wengi.
Tuko wengi. Even Nissans, tuko wengi. Now coming up to the online workers, saizi tumekuwa wengi, tumegrow. What I can say, tumegrow by the way. Yeah.
By then, the transport is growing very fast when it's come to women.
Yes.
And many people are loving women's service.
Because it's
more suitable.
It's safer. For safer. Me personally, it's safer. It's safer,
yes.
It's safer.
And you're assured the movement will be smooth. It's not, you know, back in the day it was like, tumefika, and it is not your destination.
Na utashuka.
Na utashuka.
Sasa saizi unajua sisi wanawake tuko zile za, mwanzo mimi ni mama. I treat you like mama. I take care
respect,
of you. Na ile respect. Ndio maana unaona we are not rogue. Tuko tu poa ta tunafanya kazi.
Women are not very rough.
Women are not rough, kweli. Like niulize, watu wana applyingi kazi. Uyu ameshanielezea the process of kupata iyo Uber ama Bolt. Nyinyi, how does your employment, the recruitment kuingia kwa iyo kazi, how does that work?
Kama kwetu, KBS, I don't know about the other circle, I won't speak about them. Sisi kwetu mpaka you must undergo a training, a class proper training, because at Kenya Bus we usually issue receipts.
Yeah.
With using a machine, see and written using a machine. So you have to go to class first of all, pay school fees, take notes, and do everything that it's needed in class. That's when you'll utakuwa matured well enough even ku handle and kutumia ile machine. Tuweze kuafiti kuingia kwa kazi kwa Kenya Bus. You just don't wake up one day at mimi ni Kenya Bus conductor.
Oh. Mimi sasa sikuwa najua. That's a process.
It's a class because
one of my questions ama ni ati how come kila like kama conductors wengi wanaume wana behaving to just very weirdly na inakanga ni kama hakuna process ya hii kazi, ni kama mtu alikuja tu akaambiwa kuja uanze kazi. I didn't know there was that entire process.
Kwetu is that process. You just don't wake up one day and say like, naenda kuwa donda wa kebu. You go to class.
And learn. Kuna exams.
Na kuna exam on top of that. Yes.
That's very positive.
And you have to pass.
See, at your class.
You'll have to pass.
But I remember.
When there's such a training, after class, you go training kwanza like 1 month, sasa ya barabara.
Yeah.
Training like kuna training sasa with the kwa ulio donda mwingine mwenye ashazoea kazi. Akuoneshe sasa venye kunaenda ma routes and how much is this route, nini ivo ivo, akuoneshe destination, how much you charge, then you are fit to work.
Ah, that's nice. Both of you may mention that women are wanaingia to the transport industry, they are growing, but hawajafika where we want tufika, you get. So how can we encourage more women waingie in transport industry?
First of all, I'll say as an online driver, women need to take courage, and a lot of courage for that. I know women, we are always told that, oh, you know, your place is at home. Be a wifey.
Yes.
Be a mom. But things are changing. The economy is changing. And we need to, like, to boost each other as a family. So women out there need to be told that because it's your meals alone. Even as we are doing. And in fact, they are the most needed women. And it can feed you. It can give you a career. You're not just there. It can give you a booming business. Because after my partner, unaweza nunua gari ingine. Uandike another for a woman. See, that's growing.
Yeah, that's
it
growth.
It has grown.
Yeah.
Sindio? It's give you flexibility of your family. So we will encourage many ladies out there. If you're really in the house and you never had anything to do, just go to driving school, train yourself if possible. Then uki train, don't just go home and sit there. Taftanga maraundi. Ya watu wanakupe. No, na keep renew your driving license until you fike time ya kuchukua PSV, because PSV is a process.
Yeah.
Kuna mtu labda hapo wako nyumbani and you have a driving license. Na umeyeka kwa store mahali ama kwa shelf.
Maybe ni because anaogopa.
Take on a dust. You should take that driving license, start renewing. The more you renew, the more it become like variable for usage. And end up after mtu wako na gari rafiki, jaribu kushika steering. Toka kwa hizi barabara mpya, so that you can get yourself equipped. So I will encourage many girls to come. You have example of me. I can take care of my family and do everything and give my kids the best. And ni kazi tu ya Uber. So I will encourage many women to come out and do it. Young girls, in fact, it should be like a course after every form four.
Driving.
Do driving and do computer.
Mimi sikufanya.
You cannot compare.
Yeah.
Like for me, I did driving after when I was in college, and I thought it was like a must thing. IT, computer, and some courses, because the people who are surrounding me, they were always like, you got to do something tangible, you got to do some particular course, you got to do this and this. Because a woman needs to be empowered. I grew where like women has to be empowered. And so I'll empower many women. Come out.
Yeah.
It's not expensive to do a driving. Join Chama. Save, save. And get a driving school. Within 4 years, you'll be saying, I have a career.
Yeah.
Which many people think that it's not possible, but it's very possible.
Yeah. On my side, Ntasema, first of all, we women who are already in the transport sector, we should first show love to these other women. Tuavute. Let's encourage them. Venye mwenzangu amesema hapa. Let's show them that we can pay bills. Ukikuwa donda, utasomesha watoto wako, utalipa hawa yako, utafanya kila kitu using kuwa just because when you donda maweni direko matri, and on top of that when mwanamke.
Sasa now to the issue at hand, gender-based violence in transport. As we've seen, easy few days and zimepita, tumeona women are being kidnapped. Previously, nilikuwa nimeambiwa some rogue drivers wanaweza kurape ama even you can be killed ukitumia easy online cabs. Na pia kwa nini kwa matatu na yani...
Kawaida.
Kama tatu na ni tricky because experience sasa ya matatu ni most kuna kwanga na verbal abuse. Mnaweza rushiana maneno na either the driver ama conductor ama even other men wenye wako hapo. Na pia kuna sexual harassment. Mtu anaanza tu
kukushika
ama hata mkeo umekaa na mwanaume anaanza tu kusogea in a very weird manner. So like first question ni why do you think kuna hizi cases tukitumia transport when you're trying to move from one place to another? Tunaanza na huyu online driver tueleze mbona the industry imekuwa so ina attack women in a way.
In our job as online driver, most it depends with the location you are in or the customer. And let me say, it's a risky job because you just got somebody, you have zero idea where they come from.
Yeah.
You have no history about them. You don't know what they do for a living. And beside that, you don't know their maliciousness. So you risk going with that. It can be a male guy. So what we encourage women in online driving, mostly, if it's daytime and a customer request, look at the distance they are going. Because kuna mtu anaweza kuambia, oh, ime request nataka kwenda Naivasha. Naivasha is far. And you got to look who you're carrying and you're like, oh, you're going that far? I'll rather decline. You can give a very genuine excuse, but back at your mind, you know, it's your security. If you accept, you put yourself vulnerable to attacking, to a sexual molestation or something, because that distance is long and probably you not reach there at the time. You might reach there at night. How do you come back? Because this online driver depend mostly on town and the population. If there are no population where you've been taken to a deserted place, high chances are you'll be in danger. So women suffer, yes, I agree. There are customers who like will come and they want to approach you. Beside the business, they want to do something else and you're like, what I do personally is car, I don't know about the other because hii ni kazi unakaa kwa gari peke yako. Hakuna eyewitness. So what you do is like, passenger akiingia back left. Yeah. Wani mkubwa, you know? You don't tell them in a tone that is scary.
Kwa nini? Hapa kwa, hapa mbele.
In fact, I keep my seat occupied.
Ah, unaeka kitu.
So, automatically you'll know it's back seat and back left where I can see from the layer mirrors and see what you're doing and everything. So I'll take you. Then another thing that really affects many ladies, that's why there is kidnapping and stuff. Probably you were requested, not online. Somebody came and knocked the window. Tunezaenda mama hiyo? Or tunezaenda ruai? And you're like, ah, kajob kameiva. So, so you're like, hop on, we go.
Yeah. And that's not the driver you requested.
Not even that. He just came out of nowhere. Just a guy, a random guy came and knocked the window and you're like, karibu tuende kazi. Wanaangalia, tunalipishana ngapi, mnalipishana. Like the old school taxi.
Yeah.
And that one could be one of the criteria of being attacked. Because you have no information about this somebody. You don't know them. Naweza kuja nikuambia, oh, mimi ni Michael. Mbona nijue, mimi naitwa Caro. Lakini si majina zetu je? Genuine. But when you got a request from the street app, you protect yourself because you are protected by the app. Mostly that is the best thing to do. But see, the energy you are carrying away doesn't protect you as a woman. So when you come here, you become very aggressive. You know there are a lot of risks you are taking. And you got to do a lot of calculation of where you are going with who. And especially on Fridays, Kenya, we are party animals. On Friday, you carry like 5 men. They are drunkard.
God.
And you are like, should I decline? Because our app, if you cancel, you get affected, your rating are affected. So you normally say, oh God, protect me all the way.
So mi chenye nasikia ukisema ni, as much as mimi I complain as a passenger, I feel like the app is not safe. Pia wewe as a driver, you're also not safe.
But when we are on app, we are both safe.
Uh-huh.
I'm protected by the Uber. You're protected by the Uber. In case of anything,
the app will know.
Like when I'm online, I can just call an emergency call. In case you're sick, an ambulance will come or something.
Okay.
Yeah. In case you're rude to me, I can even record you and send it. It is like that mostly. It's very much controlled. But there are those good ones that come during the day. We call them the Karura. The offline.
Yeah.
So you're like, ah, why should I decline this one? I have no chance of paying any commission.
Yeah.
Let me just go. Because you have like, you have weighed your pros and cons and you have seen it's safe for me to go. So you end up going. But otherwise, violence are very real. And also the tone. When you talk to your customer, matters a lot. You can be carrying a killer. But the way you talk to them, they change to be angels.
Yeah.
So it's about your attitude, mostly.
About GBV. City concert for public transport. It's there. Most especially in women. Why? What wanna women are so weak, first of all. Sa we utaniambia. We mwanamke utaniambia. Alafu, watu wakona ile mentality, they think that we women in transport, we are first of all not learned.
Yeah, it's true.
Sisi wanawake in transport we are just tuliamuka tu tukaingia because hakuna option ingine. Tuliamuka tu tukaingia kuanza kufanya hiyo kazi. Sasa hawana hata ile respect. So that's where weakness comes in. they see us, we are so weak, we are so low. Wanasema sisi ni manga, sisi ni, yani they call
yes,
us
the bad dream in the book.
Yes. Yeah. Yani we are the baddest people ever. Ukikuja kwa ground, things are very different.
Watu ni normal.
Watu ni normal tu. Mimi naweza nitafanya tu kazi kama ule mwanaume conductor mwenzangu tu. Jioni niende na zangu, yeye aende na zake. It's just the same. People tu wanaonaga kama sisi ni watu. Tunafaa kuwa kwa nyumba, tunalinda watoto. Wengi wao wanasemanga sisi hata hatujaolewa, we cannot get married because we are rude. Sisi tunajua kutukanana. No.
Kwanza, we are the best.
In fact, we are the best. We can provide the best services ever.
And mzee anajua, nikikosa unga, bado utapatikana unga.
Atatoa unga.
Yes, that's the thing. So mtu asikue na zile za niko weak. I know my rights, first of all, as a woman in transport. Na nimekuja pale kufanya kazi, ili nikusaidie na wewe unisaidie. Because wewe ndiyo songo wangu unanilipa. So I should give out proper services. Na wewe usini mistreat because I'm a woman. Please, just don't. Because wewe ni customer na unanilipa, don't take an advantage of me.
Umesha sema cases of GBV that you guys face in your workplace. Kama mneza peana suggestions to create ikuwe safer for women, nyinyi kama drivers na ama conductor na sisi kama passengers, how can your system yote imekiwe ikuwe safe? What can be done?
What I think is maybe gava ingilie. Kitu ya kwanza, at least tuwe na leader representative pale kwa gava. Like we have a woman mwenye amepitia hizi challenges zetu, maybe amekuwa dere, maybe amekuwa donda, so anajua what's going kwa ground kuna kaaji. Tuwe na huyo mtu kama huyo representative, atu represent huko juu, akona sauti yetu. In that, hata sisi tukikuja kuongea, she is there, mtu wa kwanza, ndio sisi tuwe wa pili. Another thing, maybe tuwe na report stations. In case of GBV, ama you are sexually harassed, maybe at work ama nini, una reach nani wa first, ama una reach where wa first place, una reach ni wapi. I think that will help us.
Yeah, for us, GBV, it's clearly not like the way on Patatu is very different because we are harassed even on the street by our fellow drivers. They see it's a woman and they're like, ah, let's overtake her. Let's push her aside. Those things are happening. And like us, who request the application that we normally use. They protect women. And also they give us the clarity. For example, in Uber, when you're requesting, you should know where somebody is going, the amount, so that you don't have to pick all the requests and endanger yourself. And mostly that is the main thing. Then the other thing is an online driver, when you're a woman, gender-based violence is very much. Like, if you park somewhere in Nairobi or you stop somewhere, city council comes in and they're like, there will be more violence with you because you're a woman, more than they can be with their fellow men. So we get really affected. We know that Sakaja should come in. Since we work mostly in Nairobi, we are bringing so much money in the economy, we are saving ourselves. And as we know, it was about the bottom up. So the woman is waking up to bring this bottom up to reality, so they should protect us. We should have even parking spaces. We should be protected from foreigners' apps so that we can at least feel we are comfortable in our own country and when you are doing our daily businesses.
Asanteni, ladies. We have come to the end of the recording. I really loved hanging out with you guys. And tune in, Muskize Hip Podcast.
The views that have been shared here are expressly our own views and they do not reflect the views of Akili Dada or any other affiliate organizations.